Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Demand the yellow van.
Demand the yellow van. Call Service Master.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, a couple crazy things going on in the gaming world. Sports gambling world, I should say. One you may know about, one you probably don't know about. To help us through that, Dustin Galker, gaming industry expert and journalist, he joins right now. Hi, Dustin. How are you?
I'm all right, Colin. Thanks for having me on.
Certainly. So, you know, I started reading over the weekend and was getting into this literature about our state and our state legislature and our state legislature's sort of affinity not to tackle things right in front of them that are very, very important. And I think a lot of people are in the dark about this, that there's a tax on the table or in the balance that could make or break, one, the budget here in Pennsylvania, and two, sports gambling here in Pennsylvania. Give us some insight as to this.
Yeah, so Pennsylvania lawmakers are looking at raising taxes on sports betting and gambling in the Commonwealth. They are doing that because they want more revenue, obviously, and one way to do that is sin taxes, things that people look at as morally wrong, but we're going to have gambling anyway. So Pennsylvania already has one of the highest tax rates in the United States for sports betting, and they want to make it even higher. And from where I sit, that's not the best solution in terms of making sure that sports betting succeeds here in Pennsylvania. You'll definitely see things crop up because of sports betting if there's too much tax. We've seen this happen in Illinois, where they've raised taxes and there's now a per bet fee that's been added to people's bets. So if you want to bet, you just have to pay more. So when you're talking about raising sports betting taxes, you're actually just really passing it on to the consumer. So it's going to make it worse for sports betting. You're going to have more vig. You're going to have less to bet on, probably fewer promotions, fewer odds boosts, things like that. So, I understand that Pennsylvania wants to raise taxes and make more revenue, but you might want to do it in a smarter way when it comes to sports betting.
And what about these two knuckleheads that were embroiled in this case that where they, you know, were involved in prop bets? They were throwing balls to start an inning. You have Luis Ortiz, who was a Pirate at one point, and they threw away their careers for essentially $12,000 when one guy was making a $20 million deal, the other guy was making $780,000 that year, and now they're going to face 60-some years in prison. For me, without the checks and balance of the regulated industry, we wouldn't have found this out. But I just can't believe the mentality of these guys, Dustin.
Yes, it's hard to explain why somebody who's making millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars would throw it away for betting. But sometimes people feel like they're getting over one over on somebody. They're making just a little bit of extra. I don't know. It's hard to to parse what people are thinking. The real interesting thing is just like half an hour ago, I think Major League Baseball and the major U.S. sports books announced there's going to be a limit on how much you can bet on pitch level prop bets. You're only going to be able to bet $200 on that. That's to help manipulation and stop something like this from happening. Because if you're only able to bet $200 instead of thousands of dollars, that hopefully limits the ability to manipulate it. And you won't be able to include those kinds of bets in parlays as well. But for more ISIT, same as you, like we found these people out because they're trying to manipulate things through the regulated market. There has been manipulation of sports betting and sports through offshore and local bookies since sports has existed here in the United States and really internationally and around the world. So I think, you know, what I see in sports betting is it's good that we're getting this transparency, and we're also doing some common sense here in limiting what you can bet on at regulated sports books here in Pennsylvania and in the United States.
Last thing for you before I let you go. What do you make of the people who say they hook you in with free bets? It's too easy. It, especially with college age males, it forces a sense of addiction and all of that. Like, I think you got to be responsible for your own actions. I'll listen to those people, but I can't go over to their side. You know, you gotta have self-control is my thought.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a middle ground there. Like, you know, gambling is definitely addictive. It can be addictive. And, you know, I think Pennsylvania and a lot of the regulated sports betting operators try their best to provide tools and help and resources if you are gambling beyond your means or you shouldn't be gambling. Like, you know, we can't ignore those things. But, yeah, it's, at the end of the day, some of these things are personal accountability. We take those baseball players as well. Yes, they manipulate it because sports betting existed, but also take some personal accountability. These people, you know, and the people who are trying to manipulate these bets, they're doing things illegally. They're not following the law. So you can blame sports books. You can blame the existence of sports betting, but also you can blame the people on the other end of that and take some personal accountability. I'd agree.
Dustin, appreciate it as always. We'll talk again soon. And man, that is fantastic stuff. His phone, his connection was a little iffy. That's why I wanted to cut it short. But the situation with these baseball players, where this is the story right here, blows me away.
As CBS News reported last month, the pitch by Ortiz in a game in June got the attention of security experts who track sports gambling.
I think the first inclination for everybody, and myself included, is there's something not right there.
Jason Van Hoff works in the industry that identifies suspicious surges in bets around sports, like the one that preceded Ortiz's pitch. In a statement to CBS News, an attorney for Ortiz said his client is innocent and would never improperly influence a game.
Now, if you saw, and I tweeted this out, the pitch that Ortiz started the inning with, it lands 5 feet wide left, and it's about 52 feet. It's insane how bad a pitch this is. He wanted to take no chances, or at least it looks like this, that somebody was going to hit it, or more so that an umpire was going to call it a strike. It was so bad that I could see where it could raise a red flag. But these guys, Ortiz making $782,000, and he threw it away for two pitches he's alleged to have manipulated. One for $7,000, one for $5,000. So $12,000 in total. They threw their career away for that and risked it all when they were already making almost $800,000. It absolutely makes zero sense to me. I don't get it. But for Dustin to bring up that there may be limits now on those prop bets, like will the first pitch of the inning be a ball? Will it be a strike? That does make a lot of sense. But then again, as he pointed out, we're dealing with people who did something illegal. The system actually is working. What we need to eradicate are people who are doing illegal stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.